This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Oh my gosh. Now, Sue is not in the studio this afternoon. However, she is with us, and you should see Ethan's got this ugly purple jersey on right now that I'm going to have to deal with.
Skull.
Well, he's a Vikings fan, and they play the Bears tonight, so I can't believe you're just taunting me at this point, aren't you?
Hey, there's nothing that you need to be whining about. Your team kicked butt yesterday. And, I mean, after that, I'm thinking Super Bowl or bust for your team. They looked phenomenal.
Well, let's not forget that I have multiple teams, okay? Sue is going to probably point that out.
Yeah. Yes, thank you.
He's talking about the Packers. And you know, I wasn't really surprised, by the way, by the Chiefs the other night. I think the Chiefs might regress just a little bit, but it was a good game. But, yeah, the Packers looked fantastic against the Lions. And I got to tell you something. I feel like the worst NFL fan ever. You know, Sue, I'm talking about the league all the time. I love it. You were here Friday when I said I cannot wait to watch football. So I watched football all day yesterday. I have the NFL package. The Packers were the second game with the Lions. And Becky was able to watch, and she had some stuff with Alexa that I weaseled out of to watch the earlier games. And, Jaden Daniels looked good. But then, you know, we get to the evening, we eat dinner, and then there's the night game. It's a pretty big game. It's the Bills and the Ravens. So I'm excited about that. You got Josh Allen, you know, potential Super Bowl contenders in both of those teams. And I watched the entire first half. And after the halftime comes, like, man, the Bills, they don't look very good. I'm done with this one. And we turned on a show.
Gosh.
And I never went back to that damn game last night, and I couldn't believe it. So I woke up this morning, and Matt Prater, he's an interesting story. I don't know if you know about this, Sue, because the field goal kicker for the Bills, Tyler Bass is hurt, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Matt Prater's the guy who was in the league for a long, long time. I think he's like 41, 42 years old now.
He was the one that broke the initial NFL longest field goal record. Back in the day, he was very good. Played for a long time.
Yeah, what
with
was
the
that
Broncos.
Like 35 yards? Now that
64,
it's like 60, okay.
64 at the time.
Making
but
like kick
it's
him 80 now.
Since then,
so he comes in. You know, they sign him to a free agent deal because he's kicking out of high school.
He was on the practice squad,
right? Just to stay in shape.
From 32 yards, Prater made it, and the Bills open their final season in this stadium with a stunning.
That is unbelievable.
It's so,
so
cool.
41-40 was the final. Was there like when they, because I don't know this because I missed it, was like no time on the clock when that happened?
Correct. It was as time expired. They were trailing by 15 with 4 minutes left. I saw a crazy stat the other day that teams that have scored 40-plus points and have rushed for, I think it was over 215 yards in NFL history before last night were 277-0. That was the first loss in a situation where the Ravens had as many rushing yards and points as they did where an NFL team had lost.
That's amazing. And, I mean, wow. Lamar Jackson is – both those guys last night, those quarterbacks and the athleticism that I saw on the field. And tonight's game should be good with the Bears and the Vikings. Look, the Bears have a bit of a new look. They have new coach in Ben Johnson, who was with – the Lions. So I'm going to a dinner tonight for the Making Missouri Pro-Life Again event with Laura Trump coming in town. Senator Lamping is going to join us in just a little bit. For Senator John Lamping invited me to be his guest at that event.
Oh, that's nice.
She didn't do any media, so we all tried. I'm sure, I know Mark tried to get her on, and they weren't doing any kind of media, unfortunately. She's too big of a star now, but there's supposedly a meet and greet that I could, if I can get out of here soon enough here, I might be able to say, I am a fan. I like her quite a bit. I loved her, you know, in the last administration. I think she stands out as someone who's really, really sharp and smart and well-spoken and very, you know, easy to, well, she's easy on the eyes. There's no doubt about that. But, I mean, she's a good communicator, and that's why she got the show on Fox. You know, Kilmeade's show was on Saturday night. They moved Brian to Sunday night, and Lars Trump's show is on Saturday night. Okay, one thing that I'm going to share this, and Ethan, you're not even dialed into this as much, perhaps, as I thought you would, but maybe it's just because I know the music a little, all right? So I think you'll appreciate this a little bit, all right? So let me frame it this way. And by the way, we got a lot of stuff to get to this afternoon. Josh Hammer's coming up here. He wrote about the conversation that America needs to have on transgenderism. He's got some thoughts on Trump and the National Guard. I mentioned former Senator Lamping. We have Sue's News for a Monday afternoon coming up. But so I'm watching football like all weekend. When you watch, you start to see some of the same commercials over and over again, and some of them are funny. And then, you know, by week 8 of the season, or maybe by week 4, you're kind of tired because some of the same stuff airs during football. But Sue, as you know, I'm very proud of my, maybe this is something that, you know, I pat myself on the back too much for, but I like music. I'm a big music fan, and I like a wide array of music, and you know, most of it is around alternative rock. I mean, I love classic rock, but when I listen to new stuff, I listen to alternative rock. So every month, and you could look at my Tidal account, I have the music service. I've started using Spotify a little bit, but I have Tidal, which is TIDAL, and they all kind of do the same things. You know, they have algorithms where they recommend songs and stuff like that. But I put playlists together nearly every month on Tidal. And when I put a playlist together, I name it, you know. So, for example, I had, you know, earlier this year, I was heading back from the Greek islands. Remember that? So I actually entitled one Heading Back from the Greek Islands.
Okay.
And then I had
creative. Right.
When I wasn't feeling deep. So well, I went and I named one Trying to Get Back to Normal 25. And then I put It's So Damn Hot 25. And a lot of these are just, then my next one is July is Here 25. So I have different songs. Most of them on the playlist are newer songs, but not all of them. So sometimes what will happen is I'll hear a song, you know, and this is an example I'm going to give you today. I'll hear a song, maybe it comes on John Mayer's station or in a commercial or something like that, and then I put it on my playlist. So I have a playlist right now that is active, that is Summer is Ending 2025, right? And I've got cool, I think it's cool stuff like this one here. This is Glass Animals. I love Glass Animals. I've seen them in concert a couple of times. This one's called Vampire Bat. Very hooky, as we used to say, Sue, in radio. This is a song by a band named Camp, C-A-A-M-P. I love this song. Just a really cool sound to it. This one by this band, Mount Joy, is one of my favorites. They have a song called Lucy. And then there's this one. Now, this one's just a little bit an older song, and I added it yesterday. Now, this is the point of the show where I wish... Exactly. So I kind of have to put this in context, don't I?
Yes.
All right. Are you inspired by my choosing Celine Dion? Are you confused? Are you horrified? All those things at the same time.
I'm mostly confused.
Yeah.
She amuses me.
Okay.
But for you to pick this song particularly.
So here's why. All right. Okay. I was trying to tell you. So, and this was running all weekend long. So I'm hearing this, and you know, I think there's two things that happen, and this will now unfortunately happen to some of you. Ethan, you said you didn't notice when I'm about to play, right? For me, I'm like, it plays every, you know, 5 minutes, and this is what it sounds like. So this is for NFL Plus.
Aren't you going to miss the game?
No, I've got NFL Plus. It's on.
So the were using Celine, and when I hear that, I'm like, you know, I'm going to put that damn song on my playlist, and I will tell you that I listened to it like three or four times this weekend, including one time on my way into work today. So I guess I get the man card taken away just a little bit. But you know what? In all honesty, that is a damn good song, especially this part.
Sing like nobody's business.
Well, what's funny is it's like a four-minute song, and for 2.5 minutes of that song, it's very slow-paced, like very slowly paced. And then she just hammers those notes, you know, for the last minute and a half, and it's pretty impressive. But I hadn't listened to that song in a long time. I'm like, should I even admit? You know, this kind of reminds me of a moment. There was a moment years ago when Alexa was younger, and we were watching the movie Moana. And, you know, they just had the sequel for that. But I loved the soundtrack to Moana. I remember one day I came in on the air and I said, I have a confession to make. I was listening to the Moana soundtrack on my own, like not with my daughter. So it happens every once in a while.
I know why I never heard that commercial now, Mark. I was watching Red Zone all day. I didn't have to deal with the commercials.
Oh.
That's why I never heard it.
Yeah, because I heard it a lot. And then, you know, it catches your attention when it's Celine Dion like that. So there you go. There's the time. Yep. Did you watch any football, Sue, or were you like football freak?
Oh, no. We have no TV set up yet. Okay. And my world is all up. So I watched the 5-minute, you know, wrap-ups of what happened. And I watched that this morning of the Bills. And I actually, even though I know the outcome, because you know going in, I'm still screaming, oh, my God!
Sue, did you watch anything on your Steelers? They were great yesterday.
Came back,
what a game.
They were on fire, and they beat the Jets. And I'm going to rewatch. Wait a minute. I don't think I watched the 5-minute. I looked up the score and did like a happy dance, but I haven't watched what happened.
You've got, and everyone's leery just because you don't know what to expect, but Aaron Rodgers was on fire. Fire yesterday.
Oh, I love that.
And if anyone started him as their fantasy quarterback, I'd be very curious. By the way, Sue, thank you for asking about my fantasy teams.
Okay.
I won both games, it appears. Unless the Bears' defense scores like 20 points tonight, which typically is not the case. Watch him do it. I just jinxed it, right?
I am also 1-0. Just want to throw it out there because I know Sue cares that much.
She's always asking us. I'm embarrassed by because I don't like
to talk
about it.
Funny, I didn't hear my question. I must be. There's something
wrong. It's because you're on remote today. It was cutting out or something like that. Yeah. We're off and running. Josh Hammer's coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Former Senator John Lamping is going to chime in on some politics of the moment. We're going to kind of do a little preview of the Make Missouri Pro-Life Again event, which is at the St. Charles Convention Center tonight. Lara Trump is in town for that. I'll be heading out there right after the show. Fred is gone this week, so he is on vacation. We should mention that. He'll be back a week from today. We do have Azar Nomani in the next hour, who really chronicled something very interesting at a school board in Fairfax County, Virginia. There's always stuff from Loudoun County, Fairfax County, that's interesting and culturally fascinating, and Azar's always on top of that. Of course, Cusumano in the next hour, talking some Cardinals baseball, the Chiefs, Mizzou. We got a big, big recruit for Mizzou basketball today, so we might touch on that as well. Josh Hammer has a show that airs every weekend on Saturday afternoon, 1 p.m. on 97.1 FM Talk. He, of course, is the Newsweek senior editor-at-large and regular on this show as well. Hey, Josh, how are you this afternoon?
Mark, I'm doing great. How are you doing, my
friend? I'm good. I want to talk about transgenderism and some things that relate to the shooting in Minneapolis. But you also wrote, I saw something that got posted on hotair.com today, and I'm a big fan of that site, on the 80-20 issues. And you were focusing most specifically on the National Guard deployment and crime. And the way that the Democrats are still out of touch on that particular issue is quite stunning to me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, crime routinely ranked as a top five, oftentimes top three, top four issue in the 2024 general election exit polls. I mean, it's very simple. I mean, people want to feel safe. They want to feel that every time that they walk to church or the supermarket or whatever it is that they're doing, that they're not walking into an active war zone. And, you know, the left-wing rhetoric and policies on so-called criminal justice reform have gotten so wildly out of hand that you've gotten to the point where people say that you shouldn't fund the police and that actually crime is not so bad, that you should just deal with it, that it is your duty obligation to be an anti-racist. And, you know, embedded, as is often the case, Mark, in this rhetoric is actually kind of an implicit racism in and of itself. If you actually listen to what they're saying very carefully, if you listen to what J.B. Pritzker and Brandon Johnson in Illinois and Chicago are saying, they seem to be kind of implicitly making the argument that a city like Chicago is inevitably going to have a crime problem simply by dint of the fact
right.
that there are a lot of black people. It's essentially like a kind of like a quasi-race army, which is itself interesting. But anyway, getting back more to your question, you know, I mean, this is one of Donald Trump's strongest selling points as a politician, is that he has this instinctual knack to make Democrats defend the indefensible, whether it is essentially standing up for criminals in the South Side of Chicago, whether it's coming up to defend Mahmoud Khalil and Kilmar Abrego Garcia, these Hamas and MS-13 tied illegal aliens respectively, whether it is the transgender issue when it comes to these so-called transitions or biological males in women's sports. Over and over and over again, Donald Trump shows that when you define the terrain of a political battle, you're in good shape. And he's on good ground for thinking that, because one of my favorite all-time quotes, I think about this quote a lot, goes back 2.5 millennia to ancient China from a military strategist called Sun Tzu. And Sun Tzu, Mark, famously said that a battle is won before it is fought because it is won by choosing the terrain on which it is fought. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump understands that advice very, very well.
You and I probably even talked about this before. We talk about the 80-20 issues. I do think, and the president thinks this because I hear him, you know, relate to this, and he's even said this and said it last week, that some of these issues are not even, you know, they're 95-5 or 97-3 or something like that, especially depending on how you're getting information. You know, if you go out there, and there was this Jen Psaki soundbite I was playing last week where she was ripping on the president because he went quiet for a couple of days, and she said something about, you know, him disappearing for a week, which was utterly ridiculous because the guy's on television every, you know, every other day or every day seemingly during the week, and he's answering questions and he's being very, very transparent about everything. But on the crime issue in particular, some of this stuff, you know what happened with Muriel Bowser, the mayor of D.C. She had to admit, yeah, you know what, carjacking's way down because of this police presence. But they want to talk about it. Going back to your earlier point, J.B. Pritzker is walking on a path near Lake Michigan with his fat belly hanging out, talking about how, you know what, big cities have crime, right? There's nothing we can really do about it. We're a big city. It just comes with the territory.
Yeah, and it's literally just not true, right? Gross total number, yes, big cities will usually, or at least oftentimes, have more crime than smaller cities. But we also have per capita metrics, and we know that based on recent data, the homicide or violent crime rate, I should say, in Chicago, this is the homicide rate, I'm going to say, it's 22.5 out of every 100,000 people there, which is astonishing, and roughly four times the rate of New York City, which itself has gone down the rails many ways since Giuliani and Bloomberg were the mayors there. So Chicago does stand out. And no, it does not have to be there. There are any number of very large cities in the world that are very, very safe. Mark, I've been blessed to travel internationally a fair amount. I think Tokyo is one of the largest cities, if not the largest city in the world. I've been to Tokyo, actually, Japan, multiple times. Never once walking throughout Tokyo have I thought that my safety would be in jeopardy. Never, ever, ever once. I saw Charlie Kirk was just over in Seoul, South Korea, for whatever reason. Charlie was making a very similar point there. It does not have to be this way. I mean, Singapore is a very famous example. Look, I'm naming a lot of Asian cities, obviously, but there's nothing that is intrinsic to the United States that means that we are forever kind of condemned to have historically high crime rates.
Well, the left's going to say it's guns. It's guns, it's guns, it's guns. That's what they say.
Yeah, and look, I mean, we can have the Second Amendment debate. I mean, my point on the Second Amendment debate is basically as follows, which is it would have been a very interesting intellectual back and forth at the time of the American founding. The point is, say, we have a Second Amendment. There are literally more firearms than there are human beings in this country. So show me your proposal for some sort of quote-unquote gun control that would actually have the effect of undermining crime rather than simply disarming law-abiding people.
Yeah, I live in the suburbs of St. Louis, and I would guarantee you that the neighborhood that I'm in, 35 houses, I would say that a fair, I'd probably go 65%, 70% of those households have weapons in them, whether they're for hunting or protection. And we're not shooting each other out on the street of the subdivision, right? So there's cultural issues here. Obviously, poverty plays into the gamut, if you will. There's a lot of things, but also not having consequences in a criminal justice system, that has a big impact. And that's what's been happening here and in Chicago and in D.C. and some of these other cities. These young people in particular, they know they're not going to get tried. And this guy, I'm sure you saw this guy who killed the woman on the train in Charlotte. And he had, 14 felony arrests. They're flashing up his mugshots 14 different times. And the guy's out walking around and he stabs this young woman who's a Ukrainian refugee in the neck on a subway.
It's absolutely reprehensible. I mean, what a horrible, horrible, horrible story. I mean, talk about someone who, back in the old three strike laws, back in the day where you had three strikes, you were out. You were locked away for a long time, if not for life. I mean, this guy back in the day never would have had any chance whatsoever of getting out of jail.
It's unbelievable.
There.
So, it really is. It's so sad. All right, I want to talk about the transgender angle because I always refer to us a little bit here as ground zero on this. I say that when it comes to the police issue, too, because of Mike Brown and what happened in 2014. By the way, there's an interesting angle on that I'm going to get into later today. But on the transgender issue, that's something that the legacy media, they don't want to touch that at all when it comes to these shootings and whether or not there might be a little pattern that's been developing here in some of these school shootings.
Yeah, look, I mean, the horrific recent shooting in Minneapolis, I'm not the first to observe, is shockingly similar to the Covenant School shooting in Nashville in 2023. It's basically the exact same story where you have someone who had a tie to the Christian school in Nashville. The person was a former pupil themselves, and now in Minneapolis, the person, his mother was a teacher there, if I'm not mistaken, there, and quote-unquote transition, so got whatever that entailed, the hormones, the drugs, the surgeries, I mean, whatever that may entail, and then comes up and shoots the very religious institution that did not quote-unquote affirm that person's new identity. And there's a lot to be said for this. One is that, in a satanic kind of diabolical sense, it is somewhat logically consistent that if you are actually convinced that there are, however many different genders there, then it stands to reason that you might hold a certain level of disdain or even hatred for the biblical religions, Judaism and Christianity, that teach Allah per Genesis 1:27 that there are only two sexes there. But the downside of this, and where it gets really dark, is that we should be very candid that we're talking about people who are mentally disturbed in the first place. For decades and decades and decades, essentially uninterrupted until 10 years ago or less, gender dysphoria was categorized in the DSM, the clinical Bible for psychiatrists and psychologists, as a mental illness. And we literally only removed it for purely, unambiguously, politically correct purposes there. But when you start injecting lots of hormones and start doing all sorts of cosmetic, destructive, irreversible, quote-unquote, surgeries on people who are already mentally disturbed, it's not going to end well. And I just wonder at what point we're going to actually discuss how much is the hospital association, the profit motive, the lobbies there, that, a lot of folks benefit a lot from these quote-unquote surgeries, the pharma companies, the hospitals there. There is just a lot here. And I have long been of the opinion that the way that this ultimately ends, God willing, it may be soon in my lifetime, is going to be just, I think, a massive class action lawsuit of all the various victims, whether it's thousands, tens of thousands, however many will be, of folks who basically said, I've had enough. Because we really have to do bankrupt a lot of these clinics, these hospitals there, maybe even prosecute, depending on the local laws there. We have a ways to go. The Trump administration, to their credit, is doing a lot to try to turn the cultural tide there. But unfortunately, there have been way, way too many of these acts of violence there. And unless and until we're ready to reason with the American people and just call a spade, it's going to keep on happening.
Yeah, I agree with you. One of the things you point out in the comment you wrote about this that I appreciate, because you often hear this, in my opinion, this is misrepresented. You'll have trans activists out there that are claiming that some of the policies that we're trying to institute in schools with bathrooms, et cetera, or biological boys playing against biological girls, that increases the suicide rate with these trans kids. No. What actually happens is adults who have transition, they're the ones who suffer the higher rates of suicide and suicidal ideation. It's not the kids who are just beginning their, you know, journey into deeper mental illness. It's once you have transitioned yourself, that's where the risk is. And that should tell you something in and of itself right there.
Yes, because these are folks who are already deeply vulnerable, and they deserve our compassion. I mean, whether it's gender dysphoria, whether it's schizophrenia, multiple personality disorder, whatever it is, I mean, these are serious things, and they deserve our immense compassion there. But there are treatments for various psychological maladies, and those treatments are to seek clinical professional help, not to go ahead and to engage in irreversible surgeries to chop off body parts, to inject hormones, things like that. I mean, think about someone who is already suffering from various delusions, who thinks that he is a she is a he. These are injecting hormones, and this person's probably already going to be a teenager with hormones raging as it is. This is simply not a recipe for success, and the data do show overwhelmingly that the vast majority of people, I mean, at this point we actually do have enough data to stipulate these conclusions. The data do show that it is more likely than not that a person is going to come to rue the day that he or she went under the surgeon's knife. By the way, as the assassin in Minneapolis did, the assassin whose name I will not name,
yeah, good,
did say that in the memoir that he regretted being trans,
right.
That he regretted
right.
it there, that he thought that he was taking advantage of there. So if there's any time for this sort of class action lawsuit to kind of sprout up there, I think really the time is now.
He didn't even use the term brainwashed.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly right.
Right, yeah. So there you go. All right, Josh Hammer, always great to have you on. I hope all is well in your world. The Josh Hammer Show, of course, airs every Saturday, 1 p.m. right here on 97.1 FM Talk. We'll talk soon.
You bet.
All right,
care.
We'll see you. I'm going to a dinner tonight. It's the Make Missouri Pro-Life Again dinner with Lara Trump in town. It's put on by Missouri Right to Life. My friend John Lamping, former Senator John Lamping, who's with us this afternoon on the phone line. You invited me to go to this as your guest. I appreciate that. I accepted not only did I accept the invitation, but here's something very rare, and you've known me long enough to know. I didn't cancel on you yet. I'm really good at canceling on people, John. You know that?
So. Well, you know, Mark, and the truth be told, and all of our goings-ons over these years, you've never canceled on me. So I guess I have a special place.
I'm a fan of Lara Trump. You know, and it's unfortunate. I was mentioning this earlier. They're not doing media. You know, there's high demand, and she just wasn't doing any local interviews. But I am a fan of hers. She's got the show that's on Fox on Saturday night. She always kind of stood out to me as the most well-spoken person in the entire family from the first administration. So I'm looking forward to the dinner tonight. There should be lots of people to say hi to, meet and greet, and some political types, et cetera, right?
Yeah, I think just about everybody that can be in town politically on the pro-life side, it will be there. So it should be a fun night. And my understanding is it's pretty much sold out. So it sounds like they did really well getting ready for next year's, initiative petition fight.
Yeah, so is that what some of the focus is on? Maybe paint the picture of that, because you have lawmakers that have been called back to Jeff City to deal with a couple of different issues. The one that's getting perhaps the most attention is the redistricting, right? But initiative petition,
yep.
you can explain that perhaps most easily with the abortion amendment that passed, you know, narrowly last year, right?
Yeah, what the General Assembly is hoping to pass is they're hoping, well, this actually has to go to the ballot to be voted on. But the idea is that if we were to change our constitution by a vote of the public, currently all it requires is 50% of the public plus one more vote, and whatever is on the ballot passes. And the proposal that's moving through the Capitol would be it would have to be that plus either a majority or all of our 8 congressional districts would also have to vote for the ballot initiative. And the idea is that, you know, it's just painting extreme. Let's say you had 100% of St. Louis City and County were all Democrats or all pro-abortion, and you had this abortion ban on the ballot. That under the current rules, it would fail because they would all vote against it. But under these new rules, it would require that all 8 districts vote for it. So
the other option,
see what they come up with.
Isn't the other option? The other option is you could put a different percentage on it, right? Statewide, you could say, okay, it needs to be 55% or it needs to be 60%.
Yeah, I don't think that's the way they're going to go. That unfortunately, when the public votes for just about any ballot initiative, it has to be pretty simple and straightforward. And when you raise that bar above 50, it's really easy for the other side to attack it and present the idea that you're losing your right to do something, which has changed the Constitution.
So yeah. then they go to the...
It'll be some combination. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, and you know, the thing, here's what makes this issue frustrating. A variety of things make it frustrating. But one, and you mentioned at the very beginning, and this is what I think gets confusing to people, that we still have to vote on the changes. Like, if there are going to be changes proposed, we have to go, you know, a statewide ballot would have to decide that.
Yeah, it's really horrible the way we have it. There's about 15 or 20 states that are like ours. It's impossible. It's been impossible to change. I've said this over and over and over again, is because the political consultants make a fortune the way it is now, either trying to get something passed or trying to get something to fail. And it's in their interest to keep the system the way it is. That's why we have so many ballot initiatives here, because of this simple majority. And unfortunately, the political consultants have a way of controlling the votes in Jeff City. So we'll see.
I'm going to rate that statement as 100% true. That's absolutely accurate. All right, let me play a little soundbite here with my friend Scott Jennings, and we'll talk about the Democrats a little bit and what they stand for as we, you know, we're in the fall of 25 next year at this time. We're going to be talking about all these midterms, and that, of course, leads to 28. I can't believe we're already talking about that. But listen to this, because I thought this was a pretty good takedown and, you know, represents where the Democrats really are right now.
I mean, for the foreseeable future, the person who's running the Democratic Party now is going to be running it. That's Donald Trump. I mean, the only thing they know how to do is be against whatever he is for. And so there is no leader of the party except for Trump. The beating heart of the Democratic Party is, if Trump is for it, we're against it. And you throw a little socialism on the side. That's basically how they're.
All right. Thanks. Want to know. I know. Let the record reflect that the two Democrats at the panel disagreed with what he had to say.
Yeah, that was Jake Tapper. Ha ha. Laughing up. But I don't think he's wrong, is he? I mean, we just kind of spent some time on this in the previous segment. They land on every wrong side of the 80-20, the 90-10 issues. They don't appear to be for anything right now. They just appear to be against everything that Trump does or has any success with. So that, I mean, realistically, the polling sort of bears this out. They can laugh at it at CNN, but there's something to this, John. You know that.
Yeah, I think in my lifetime, I don't know the Republicans have won to the level at which they're winning today on issues the way they are today. You know, that in the past, the Republicans have always had something that didn't quite sit well, even with other Republicans. But Trump does have a very strong sense of public opinion, and he's very adept at going from one 80-20 or 90-10 issue to the next and getting the Democrats to support the minority opinion. You know, this idea of the other thing they're doing in Jeff City is they're going to create one more Republican seat in Congress. And don't you find it laughable, Mark, that we're, as Republicans, essentially trying to gerrymander, and we did in Texas, we'll do it in Missouri and do it in some other states. Democrats have been doing this for generations, and I think if we're successful in gerrymandering, then we'll take back the majority, we'll maintain majorities and even widener majorities. And so that combination of winning with ideas and then winning with election politics, the procedure itself, you know, I think it's going to be a really good period of time for Republicans, even beyond Trump.
What do you make? Did you see the NBC poll of Generation Z? They kind of went over the important to personal definition of success and the differences between the men and the women answering the questions. Quite fascinating. So men who voted for Trump, having children, 34% of them said that was important. 33% said financial independence. 30% said fulfilling job career. 29% said being married, and then the list kind of goes on. Women who voted for Harris, 51% said fulfilling job career, 46% said having money to do things you want. 39% said having emotional stability. That did not even appear in the top 10 for men. And then you kind of go on down the list of making family, community proud. Having children was like at 6% of Generation Z women who voted for Harris. So that's completely flipped over from what men feel.
Well, except I saw the poll. It was fascinating to look at. But again, it's men who voted for Trump and women who voted for Harris. But what the math we're not seeing is women who voted for Trump probably feel very close to all those male values. And I bet you men that voted for Harris are closer to the Republican men's point of view in private, as long as the poll is private, than they are close to the liberal women's point of view of what's important in life. I think the what the Democrats have done is they've figured out a way to create a party that really is deep in the minority of public opinion. And it's just a question of it's showing up in an election, maybe analogous to back in 72 when what Nixon won every state except one. So I think we're on the verge of something like that happening with these all these ideas that the Democrats are rallying around are so just crazy unpopular. So.
You've always been kind of an RFK Jr. fan, certainly leading up to the election last year. You were one 2 years ago, said, look, keep an eye on RFK Jr. He definitely had an impact as he, you know, shifted gears in the race and shifted support to Donald Trump. Did you watch any of the hearings last week?
I watched them two or three times, and it's about time someone had the nerve to say what he had to say. This is another issue that privately parents know this is true. There are you and I grew up without peanut allergies, without autism, without all these things that have become common in everyday classrooms. And it's not one or two kids per grade. It's a significant percentage of each classroom is filled with these difficulties in life that it's clear that vaccines played a huge role in it. The idea that we're supposed to sit back and trust our government and to make these health decisions for us. Well, we've trusted him for 30 or 40 years, and the country's never been less healthy than it is today. You know, and he's an interesting guy, RFK. I think RFK won the race for him because I think he brought in a lot of the left, got in behind Trump. What would happen if RFK decided he wanted to run for president as a Democrat? It's really interesting. Obviously, their party would never let him in, but I think he's this idea that he's unpopular with the administration, with the people. I think I saw another poll. He's the most popular person in the administration because people know what he's saying is an issue that has affected their lives, and it's about time somebody had the nerve to say it.
It's a missed opportunity. What I said on Friday, look, what happened last week, and this is what happens if Republicans run these committees or Democrats. It ends up being a big, you know, they're on their soapbox and you're yelling and screaming and nobody hears. It was a missed opportunity to really, really, because some Republicans, let's face it, there are Republicans on that panel last week that, you know, grilled him and asked decent questions, but it was a missed opportunity to have a conversation about some of these things and to see if there is common ground because politics gets involved. But that's what happens on all these things.
Yeah, but, you know, the public is talking about this. They don't need a Senate Senate hearing to talk about this. They've already talked about it. They've already decided. We're seeing in actuality, parents aren't having their children be vaccinated anywhere near to the degree by which they were vaccinated prior, you know, just to 5 years ago. And so we don't need Washington to tell us what to think and what's going on in our lives. Something as dramatic as what's happened with vaccines and really healthcare in total. It's a topic of conversation with or without D.C. getting involved.
Former Senator John Lamping. Hey, I'll see you tonight at the dinner with Lara Trump. See you in a couple hours, John.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Take care.
All right, we got C's News on a Monday coming up here in about 20 minutes or so. After that, Azra Nomani is going to be here. I love Azra. She's been a regular for years. She's a senior fellow at the Independent Women's Network. And I'll play a little audio here for you. And, you know, political traditions and rules are different depending where you are, of course. And I guess there's a tradition in Fairfax County, Virginia, where on back to school night, there's a lot of candidates that come out and they try to introduce themselves to parents and stuff. So this was happening, I believe it was not last Thursday, but the Thursday before, when there was a candidate by the name of Sandra Davis who arrived at Old Creek Elementary School in Fairfax. And there was a Democrat activist who's now been identified as Doris Ann Spraying Evans, longtime political canvasser, that just started picking up her signs, you know, just picking them up, trying to get rid of them.
School property against
every school across Fairfax County has political signs up.
But this is my school.
You don't own any schools. The taxpayers own the schools. And I'm about to make you famous if you touch that sign.
Well, she did kind of, and Azra wrote about it, and, you know, she basically decided to implement her own rules. Now, I'll ask Azra about this. One of the things that happens, and I get annoyed, you know, whenever you go to vote here in Missouri, there are electioneering rules, and you cannot have signs within a certain distance of the ballot boxes or in the entrance to the door or something along those lines. So we'll get into that a little bit in the 4 o'clock hour, coming up at 4:32. Frank Cusimano is going to join us in the next hour as well. One of the issues that we'll get into in the 5 o'clock hour, would be crime. We're going to talk about the death of Dorian Johnson, who was the friend of Michael Brown, who essentially was the kid who lit the fire on the disaster that became the, you know, the aftermath of Ferguson and what happened with Darren Wilson and Mike Brown. But this is interesting because now, you know, Trump's talking about taking National Guard members into Chicago and doing something about the crime there. So reporters shooting questions at him today.
Say that, darling. That's fake news.
Well, why would you the Department of Defense?
Listen. Be quiet. Listen. You don't listen.
Uh-oh.
You never listen. That's why you're second grade. We're not going to war. We're going to clean up our cities. We're going to clean them up so they don't kill 5 people every weekend. That's not war. That's common sense.
Yeah, so listen to the beginning of that. I didn't probably do a good enough job setting it up. Her question is, why are you going to war with the city of Chicago? That's an utterly ridiculous premise, right? Yeah, are you trying to go to war with Chicago? All you got to do is look at the numbers.
Excuse me. Do you know how many people were killed in Chicago last weekend? 8. Do you know how many people were killed in Chicago the week before? 7. Do you know how many people were wounded? 74 people were wounded. You think there's worse than that? I don't think so.
Yeah, he's trying to do something about it, and they're trying to flip it around and act like he's on the wrong side of that issue.
Chicago is a very dangerous place, and we have a governor that doesn't care about crime. I guess we could solve Chicago very quickly, but we're going to make a decision as to where we go over the next day or two. When you look at what happened to D.C. in a short period of time, honestly, it's amazing.
Yeah, it kind of is amazing. So we'll see what happens in Chicago. We'll talk about that a little bit more in the 5 o'clock hour. We got Sue's News coming up in the next hour.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.